Trump pending welfare-dependent immigration, saving taxpayers billions. By John Binder on August 12, 2019. President Trump is set to save American taxpayers billions of dollars as his administration announces a new rule on Monday that will essentially ban welfare-dependent legal immigrants from permanently resettling in the United States. A new regulation set to be published by the Trump administration will ensure that legal immigrants would be less likely to secure a permanent residency in the U.S. if they have used any forms of welfare in the past, including using subsidized health care services, food stamps, and public housing. The regulation will be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut, the amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. The National Academies of Science released a report 2 years ago, noting that state and local American taxpayers are billed about $1,600 each year per immigrant to pay for their welfare, where immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households. A recent Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, study notes that about 63% of non-citizen households in the U.S. use at least one form of taxpayer-funded welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. This means that non-citizen households use nearly twice as much welfare as native-born American households. In California, with the largest non-citizen population in the country at almost 11 million or nearly 30% of the state's total population, more than 7 in 10, or 72%, of households headed by non-citizens are on at least one form of welfare. Compare that to the findings that only about 7 in 20, or 35%, of native-born households in California are on welfare. Center for Immigration Studies. Preventing Americans from being forced to foot the bill for welfare for newly arrived legal immigrants is hugely popular among U.S. voters. A Rasmussen Reports poll conducted in 2017 revealed that more than 6 in 10 voters, or 62%, said they would support a plan that bans legal immigrants from receiving welfare for at least the first 5 years of their residency in the country. Roughly 67% of swing voters and nearly 60% of Black Americans said they would support such a plan. Another 76% of U.S. voters said welfare users should be mandated to prove that they are not in the country illegally before being allowed to obtain public benefits, including 74% of Black Americans, 77% of swing voters, and 63% of Democrat voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.